Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in episode 204, I want to talk about the concept of a global security operations center, and more specifically about the value proposition that a GSOC, a Global Security Operations Center, brings to your organization. We see that there are six core value propositions that a GSOC can bring to your organization. We start with what I think is the paradigm shift, and that is proactive risk management, that a GSOC shifts the focus of your organization's posture from reaction to prevention. It empowers your trained security team, security intelligence team, to prevent harm to the organization because they can monitor a huge number of risk intelligence sources and then assess that relative risk against personnel and assets. And this proactive approach allows for the development and communication of mitigation strategies before incidents occur. It shifts the way you think about reacting to something because it gives you further leading indicators that there's an issue happening. You can react more quickly. You can prevent things from happening. The second value proposition is about consistent, organized crisis management. In high-risk situations, the GSOC enables the immediate convening of your crisis management team. And that team can then rapidly engage in response and recovery activities, minimizing the impact of that crisis or crises on your organization. The third is the centralization of information. And actually, it's the generation of information that you didn't have before. The GSOC overcomes the challenge of providing a single source of truth during an incident or crisis by being that single source of truth. It gives you a unified communications pathway for staff, for partners, and other agencies to seek guidance or assistance at any time from anywhere in the world. The fourth value proposition is consistent communication. A GSOC should use consistent templated communication that provides accurate and timely information to your organization's leaders and stakeholders, and your partners, and your team. It ensures that everyone is fully informed about rapidly emerging incidents or ongoing crises. The fifth is that it's a showcase. It's a safety and security showcase for your organization. A GSOC allows an organization to demonstrate its commitment to keeping people safe and secure. And that not only provides comfort to individuals within the organization, but it also enhances your organization's reputation. It gives you something to look at, to point at, and as that paradigm of that showcase of what your commitment is to the safety and security of your team or your students, of your assets, of your ongoing operations. And lastly, the GSOC brings operational consistency. The GSOC model emphasizes, as we talked about, the single source of truth and operational consistency. It ensures that all parts of the organization are aligned and working towards the same goals. In our belief, by implementing a GSOC, an organization can significantly enhance its resilience strategy. You can improve your crisis management capabilities and ensure the safety and security of its personnel and assets. Earlier this year, we wrote a white paper around this very topic, how a global security operations center enables your resilience strategy. This white paper was written by myself and my friend Jeremy Bauman, who is the managing partner at Corporate Security Advisors. And between our two organizations, we have consulted with and helped dozens of companies build effective global security operations centers. And Jeremy and I have both done this as we were corporate employees in the past at different companies as well, in both retail, global manufacturing, and financial services. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.